Hi, this is Michael Lippin with Voice of America in Washington, D.C. for Andre Borschberg. How are you?
Yes, fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for offering to talk to us today. First, could you please tell us how the flight has been going?
The flight is going very smoothly for the time being. We made a small presentation of the airplane in the first hour between 8 and 9 o'clock local time in Rabat, since we had lots of visitors around, and left Rabat towards the Atlantic Ocean. That was 9 o'clock, and now climbing slightly west of Casablanca in the blue sky.
Could you just repeat that one more time? We had a bit of interference.
Yes, so we left Rabat at about 9 o'clock after making a short display over the airfield, as we had many visitors. And now I'm very close to Casablanca, one of the big cities in Morocco, at about 3,000 meters, slowly climbing towards Marrakech.
Now, this flight is riskier than previous ones. What makes it more risky than the flight from Spain to Rabat?
We are going to different kind of geography in the mountainous region of the Atlas, which separates the north part of Morocco from the south part up to 14,000 feet. And the weather is extremely hot down there and creates a lot of turbulences, movements in the atmosphere, which goes very high during the day and remains through the night as well, at least the first part of the night.
How will you react to some of these challenges if they come up, if you start having a lot of turbulence? What are you going to do?
Well, first of all, we have a flight tactic which should help us to avoid it. And the first part is to take off early in the morning before all these thermal starts. Second is to climb quite high because we'll be climbing up to almost 30,000 feet, so 11,000 meters, so hopefully above this thermal, and descending only after the sunset. And the remaining high was at our destination up to potentially 2 o'clock in the morning. And in case the situation gets worse, we have some escape routes which would bring us back to Rabat. So all these, I think, measures should help us to get away from this difficult environment.
Now, you said before the flight that it is potentially extremely dangerous. Now, why do you see this risk as one that is worth taking?
I think the risk exists, but it's quite well mitigated. If it would not be mitigated, we would not take it. So I think that's the first important point. The second is I think it's really a very good training for all of us on the ground, which leads the mission in the airplane into the cockpit, as we will be facing in a situation when we do the flight around the world. I think it's very much a question of preparation, very much a question of education, and it's also being able to give up if the situation is different from what we have predicted. So that's the reason why we accept the risk, because I think the mitigation measures are extremely solid.
Now, if the plane can make it safely to Ouarzazate, where will the plane go next?
Ouarzazate is the destination of the flight of the summer. The reason is that Morocco will start the construction of one of the biggest solar power plants next to this city very shortly. And as we advocate and defend energy policies which aim for the development of renewable energies, we really want to try at least to be able to reach water that with this solar power network.
Now, you spent about a week in Rabat before today's flight to promote the cause of renewable energy. How was the message of renewable energy received by the Moroccan people whom you met?
My hospitality has been really unbelievable. So we had very, very intense meetings all day long with corporations, with people from the government, but also with a lot of children from the young generation, from the small ones, the one at university. So I think it was extremely interesting to see the level of interest for these technologies. I mean, the Americans know that they have a big asset with the sun. They don't have fossil fuel in their country, so they know that using solar energy is a good way to reduce the dependency on the fossil energy, and also, you know, spending money outside of the country. So I think they are very much willing to invest in this technology.
Now, I'm also curious to know why you were the one to pilot this particular flight rather than Bertrand Piccard. Are you going to be taking turns with him for the next flight?
Yes, that's the case. I made the flight to Madrid, he made the flight to Rabat, I do the flight to Wazazat. So that's where we also operate during the flights around the world. So in the regular alternate there.
Okay, well, I wish you a safe journey to Ouarzazate. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.